are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Uh-oh. I think I'm going to be sick. Looks like young Barack Obama, when he was dating his girlfriend, Genevieve Cook, had great sexual warmth, but sharp edges. It overwhelmed his girlfriend. Apparently, she was driven wild by the smell of prior President Obama's sweat. I told you guys this is going to make you sick. Apparently, Genevieve Cook has revealed diaries of how he got her groove on. And it's kind of interesting. I'm not reading the diaries. I don't think I really, really care. But, they were pretty hot and heavy. She said that he did battle his racial identity. He said he was deeply confused, Barack Obama, about his racial identity and felt like an imposter because he was so white. And said that in the end, Mr. Obama at the time, who was raised by Hawaii by his white mother, decided that he needed to go black because it was best for him. So these are just some of the things his ex-girlfriend writes. See, I wonder if Secret Service talked to her or the administration talked to her before, you know, she did her memoirs of President Obama. I mean, that has got to be very difficult. I am sure there are people out there who have slept with some of our presidents and ex-presidents. Like, I am almost positive that somebody had a one-night stand with President Clinton, or maybe a five-night stand, five nights all in a row. Who knows? And I'm finishing a little snack while I talk. I'm getting nauseous. I need to put something in my stomach. I'm sorry. And I wonder how they hush those people up. Imagine if you don't remember having sex with somebody. What if, you know, all right, Dr. Dahlia is now president. Yay, Dr. Dahlia is president. Yay. All right. And then somebody named Dirk comes forward and says, yeah, but Dahlia slept with me. Now, what if I don't remember? One, because I never met him, or two, it was a party where I might have drunk, I don't remember. Now, that's horrible, okay? I'm saying hypothetical, okay? I was a very good girl growing up. But let's say, how do you stop somebody from doing that? I mean, anybody could say they slept with Barack Obama. Anybody could say they slept with Clinton. Anybody could say they slept with George Bush. Now, George Bush Sr., I don't know. But, you know, George Bush, by the way, I saw some pictures of George W. Bush when he was young. Pretty handsome guy. He thought Ronald Reagan was pretty hot. George W. Bush, pretty hot. So I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised that there's people out there who slept with their presidents. It's just, how do you control someone saying, yeah, the president gave me the clap, or the president gave me herpes, or the president was into certain fetishes. And I don't want to talk about fetishes again, all right? I don't want to talk about certain fetishes, because, boy, that could go through a whole, we could go through a whole another 3 hours on that one. But you could say, you know, what if, yeah, the president was really into the teddy bear fetish, and he always brought, what if the president was into menage a trois? Now, if I'm pronouncing that right, I don't know how to speak French. In Spanish, it would probably tres personas en la cama. You could probably say, I don't know what they call it. But tres personas en la cama. What if the president was into that? Am I just missing these books? I don't go to bookstores a lot. I read my occasional journal, and that's usually enough to put me to sleep. And I read a lot of things online, but I don't go to books and read memoirs of ex-girlfriends of ex-presidents. But you wonder, we got Donovan here. Oh, Donovan's funny. Dee! When the president's into menage a trois, we just call him a Kennedy. Okay, stop. Come on. All right. Because they could say anything. And then my next question is, somebody could just lie. Somebody could just say, yeah, the president's up with me and ruin my marriage. And the president's like, I never met you. Is there some sort of controls or something we don't know as the general public, because I would hate to think that any of my ex-boyfriends could go public about something if I were to be in the White House. You know, well, Dr. Dahlia's breasts really aren't symmetrical. She has one that leans a little bit more to the right. I don't know, you know, and then do I want the public knowing that? Do, you know, would that demean my presidency, right, if somebody knew what my breast size was or what my breasts look like? I think that would be, and then that brings up another question. What if you had an ex that took a nude picture of you? I mean, I am sure that one of our presidents, all right, involved a camera in the bedroom. I'm sure they did. And then what happened to that footage? I don't want to see the footage. I don't think I ever could from none of the presidents. But I mean, I'm wondering if there's a little bit more manipulation of the story before it's allowed to be published. But if so, I mean, I may run for office. Who knows? I know I keep saying, you know, politics isn't for me. But I got to tell you, that White House looks like it has a pretty good closet space. And I bet I'd have my own bathroom. I mean, my kids are always using my bathroom because their bathroom, the plumbing doesn't work too well. And I would love to have a house that had more than, you know, that a couple extra bathrooms. Maybe, you know, a mother-in-law quarters that's all the way across from the house. What else does the White House have? Ooh, a pretty big kitchen, I hear. Pretty good kitchen. You know, and so just from a real estate standpoint, I may want to upgrade. Travertine? You think there's travertine in the White House? See, that would be nice. That would be nice. And, yes, I think I could make a big difference in this country. I tell you, I think I'm more qualified to deal with health care than our current president is. Foreign policy? I don't know. As far as how would I handle foreign policy as a woman? Well, first of all, I wouldn't insult them off the mic while the mic was on. I'd probably do that. Two, I'd probably read up on the country's history maybe before I made some decisions, right? Maybe I'd probably do more than be a community organizer before I went to the White House. I'd probably do more. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Okay, don't go away. We've got a lot to talk about. And many of you taught me some CB lingo. So let's see what you guys taught me. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 2nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.52.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.93.61, $8.46.80 for a half ounce, or $4.23.40 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.93.61, $8.46.80, and $4.23.40.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are back to the boat. I love my trucker listeners. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Apparently yesterday I was saying, please follow me on Twitter. My Twitter is Dr. Dahlia. That's my Twitter handle. And I really don't like how people who are on Twitter act like they have a handle. Handle is only for CBs, and CBs are used by truckers. So, you know, or like Smokey and the Bandit. All right, you could have a CB in a car that's not a truck. You're right about that. But it's just cooler when you have a truck. But then I found out that, truckers have your own lingo. Like, you'll call a woman a beaver. And I wasn't too happy about that. And I just wanted to know if, let's say, I am, you know, riding a big rig and I have to use the ladies' room, what is the most appropriate way to say that? All right, and I cannot believe all the calls I got. It's wonderful. I wish I could play them all. All right, but I just want to play a few because you guys taught me a lot. What do we got there, Donovan? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. What do we got here?
Hey, Doc. I called myself Free Bird on the radio. Originally from the song Lynyrd Skynyrd, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got to go to the bathroom, you usually would say, I got to squirt the dirt.
Squirt the dirt? There.
For women, of course, they're called beavers, and if they're working women in a truck stop, coin-operated beavers or lot lizards. I don't know what more you need to know. I had to turn my radio down so I could call you, but if you need any more information about trucking, I'll do my best there. You take care and keep the rubber down and a shiny side up there. Good work. Bye-bye.
I love it. Oh, I love it. I love it. No, thank you. Very helpful. Gosh, I wish I had you live. All right. So a woman is beaver. A working woman is coin-operated beaver. A coin-operated beaver. Am I supposed to be insulted by that or that? I think it's funny. It's too funny for me to be insulted. Okay, all right. What else we got, Donovan? Play some of the other answers we got.
Yes, how you tell the other one on the CB that you got to go to the restroom is you got to go take a 10-100 is when you got to go pee, or a 10-200 if you got to go take a poop. Thank you, bye.
Oh, okay. 10-100 if you got to pee, 10-200 if you got to poop. what else we got, Donovan? This is great.
Yes, CB lingo for bathroom is if you have to urinate is a 10-100. If you have to do the other one, doo-doo, is a 10-200.
Okay, boy. Okay, well, didn't the other guy say you had to wet your, you squirt your, and what's a rest area supposed to be? A pickle park? What if you're a woman? Is pickle supposed to be just for men? What else we got, Donovan? I'm still trying to figure this out.
Yeah, this is, my CB handle's Rapping Redneck, and I was calling in regards to your question about how we say we got to use the bathroom.
Okay.
It would be I have to stop and cool off the tires. That is all. Thank you.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you. Okay, I think I like that better. 10-100, 10-200, because I got to tell you something. When I urinate, 10-100 signifies either like 10 liters or maybe 100 pints. And I don't think I want to give the volume of what I have to urinate. Do we have any? I don't want to play all 20 of them. We got another one there? Donovan, this will be the last one.
Hey, this is crazy. You're talking about how to go to the bathroom. It's called 10-100 and 10-200.
Okay. Oh, did we cut? All right, okay. Okay, so you know what? That's good enough. The only thing is, okay, I am confused, but you guys don't have to answer. Why would you have to tell somebody you have to poop? Okay, all I meant was if I'm driving down the road and I have a buddy, an amigo, with me, and I've talked to you about how when I used to do highway driving, I'd do the Reno to Vegas drive all the time, and for me, a seven and a half hour drive was a lot, especially having hemorrhoids. But I would make sure I drove with other cars, even if I didn't know who they were. I just kind of felt like it was great because we could cover each other if there's a cop or something coming, you know, down the bend. And I could understand if you say, look, I gotta, you know, head to the side of the road or whatever because I have to use the bathroom. Why though? Is there a need to specify one versus two? Do you guys really do that? Do you really tell each other you have to poop? I wasn't expecting that. I said, okay, you know, I got to just, you know, get to the side of the road, or I got to go to a pickle park. I thought it was just that, but I didn't realize that you guys will actually tell each other, you know, whether you're having a bowel movement or not, which, by the way, I think is really endearing. You know, people always say, and I know there's a lot of female commercial drivers out there, but for the most part, you know, I know a lot of you men are out there on the road, kind of a man's road. I get that. But I didn't realize you share as much as you do. You see, everybody thinks women share. Everything's always like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom, and I got to change a tampon, and I got to do that. And, you know, women do that. You know, but guys are just like, I got to shake an egg. I got to shake the dew off my lily. You know, guys will just kind of be a little bit more, I mean, they'll express their point, but in not too much detail. But now I have a completely different idea and image of how my truckers are. And you guys really bond with each other out there, don't you? To express to another trucker that you actually have a bowel movement. I mean, I'm wondering, now I don't know many languages. I can speak Spanish fairly well. I know Pig Latin, but I'm wondering if there's actually a full sentence. I ate too much fiber, need to go 10-200 in a pickle park, but I'm afraid my coin-operated beaver would smell the toots before I get to the So, I mean, honestly, if you guys really are that expressive with each other, I think that's really cool. And I won't tell anybody. It'll just between be us. I know you men, you act like you're all independent. You kind of do your own thing. But you guys do share. You do express feelings. And I think that's really, really cool. Really cool. All right, let's move on. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Got a lot to talk about. I guess those energy drinks are rotting your teeth, but rotting your teeth to the point where you actually will lose your enamel quicker than any other drink. So we need to talk about that. Also, I'm going to talk about what else ruins your tooth enamel. Why not? Also, for those of you that are concerned that you are the father of a woman's child, and you really don't want to wait for the child to be born because you think her prenatal expenses are too much for you to handle, but you really want to know if you're the father, we have, from what I understand now, a blood test that can be taken to test your paternity within the first trimester. So that's going to be pretty cool. All right. Also, it looks like 22% of Americans believe that the world is going to end in their lifetime, and 10% think the apocalypse is going to come at the end of this year. I didn't know that. Why didn't you guys tell me that? You know? I mean, here I am trying to get good ratings, trying to put on a very good, succinct show. And, I mean, if the end of the world is coming, I mean, maybe I could just, you know, say whatever I want to on my show, you know, without being as prepared with all these articles from the New England Journal of Medicine like I usually am prepared for you all. All right, what else we got? We got a thief who blames his desire to rob on his brain, on a tumor that he has. So we're going to talk about that and why I think that's baloney. So you can see very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Please follow me on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia as well. Okay, now, this is ridiculous. It looks like Spirit Airlines now is going to charge $100 for each carry-on. All right, apparently Spirit Airlines used to be only $45 for a carry-on, now $100. That may be actually more expensive than some people's ticket. Larger pieces of luggage checked in at the airport will cost between $8 and $10 more, while the fee for bags checked online will rise between $2 and $5. Spirit will also increase a handful of other fees. All right, but why $100? That's ridiculous. I mean, it's really getting, I mean, I have to fly to New York next month, and then I have to fly to Alaska, and then I have to fly to Montana. I got kind of a busy summer. And it's amazing. I really can't wait for my Montana trip. I mean, I love Alaska. I've been to Alaska a couple times, but my Montana trip is where I'm going to learn. I have to do my continuing medical education credit, so I decided to do wilderness medicine, you know, where I could do MacGyver-type medicine outside in the middle of the woods. You know, maybe Hunger Games type medicine. So I'm pretty excited about that. So we're going to learn that. Then I'm going to come back and teach it to you. See, I have to pay the fees, right? I got to pay the fees for the class. I got to pay for the flight. I got to pay for my carry-on. But for free, I'm going to give you guys a lot of the information. But I'll try to make it interesting, because some of these classes could be a little boring. So I'll kind of teach you how to go 10-100. Speaking of 10-100, it's break time, so maybe I could go. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, did everybody 10-100? Good. Okay, let's rock and roll. Something that may make you 10-100 is here. I know y'all are cringing. Am I trying to use trucker lingo right on the show? But I think it's cool. That'll be fun. By the way, I found out that a pickle... I'm not done with it yet. The pickle park is supposed to be a rest area where there's also prostitutes. Okay, so you guys, I may not play them on air, but you guys are going to have to kind of educate me on that because I just want to say I have to go to the bathroom. And also, I'd like to know also what happens if there's no toilet paper. Okay, so if you need to prepare another truck driver that a certain rest area is out of toilet paper, how do you say that, translate that to trucker language for me? Please, because that's kind of important. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, energy and sports drinks will eat away at your teeth. When you lose the protective enamel and these drinks erode through the tooth enamel, you could be in trouble. And remember, I don't like poor dental hygiene and poor dental health. And I don't like losing something that you can't get back. But they said that you can actually start losing your tooth enamel as quickly as 15 minutes. Now, let's look at this. And by the way, energy drinks are worse than sports drinks. The researchers analyzed the acidity levels in 13 sports drinks and 9 energy drinks. They found that acidity levels varied widely between brands and even flavors of the same brand. The effect on teeth of these acidity levels were assessed by immersing human samples of human tooth enamel in each beverage for 15 minutes, followed by immersion in artificial saliva for 2 hours. Really? Why did they have to have artificial? Don't you think they could just spit in a cup? Anyway, the cycle was repeated 4 times a day for 5 days to stimulate the exposure of teeth in teens and young adults who drink one of these beverages every few hours. Damage to the tooth enamel was significantly evident after 5 days. And energy drinks cause twice as much damage as sport drinks. Of course, when you lose your enamel, you really don't get it back. You know, I know sometimes fluoride, high fluoride toothpaste helps. But, and there is some controversy whether people can grow back the enamel. Stem cell, you're right. Stem cells do everything, don't they now? All right, but, you know, for the most part, and think about it. If you're imbibing something that's eroding your teeth at that speed, what else is it eroding inside your body? You see what I mean? Yeah, I mean, everybody talks about how these energy drinks look like acid when you pour them out, and they bubble, and I mean, almost smoke. I mean, you know, and I got to be honest, they don't work on me. I've tried, and they just don't work on me. Now, what they're saying is if you do consume sports or energy drinks, then you should wait at least an hour before you brush your teeth. Otherwise, you could spread the acid onto tooth surfaces and increase the erosive action. I would probably also flush out with water. All right, if I wouldn't brush your teeth yet, I would wait the hour, that's fine, but I would probably drink some water, swish and spit, just to try to get the acid off your teeth. Okay, so what other things cause tooth enamel erosion? Sour foods and candies, acidic foods, soft drinks, many bacteria love the sugar. Bacteria make acid. They ferment, and that seems to, you know, that's why when you wake up, your mouth tastes acidic because of the bacteria. Also, GERD. If you have acid reflux coming up from your stomach and into your mouth, that could do it too. If you have dry mouth or medicines that give you dry mouth, you have low saliva. Saliva is what neutralizes your acids and helps kind of flush out the bacteria. So that's important. If you're bulimic, not good because you're vomiting, and again, bringing up stomach acid. Alcohol burns the teeth. Binge drinking, of course. But you got to be careful with the binge drinking because you also vomit. And if you vomit, again, more acid. Certain drugs have high acid content, like your aspirin and your vitamin C. That also erodes enamel. Friction. If you brush too vigorously or grind your teeth, that could erode enamel also. Now, what are the symptoms? WebMD does a very good dissertation on this. What are the symptoms? Well, sometimes if you have a hot drink or a cold drink or sweet foods or whatever, you'll have sensitive teeth. And you guys have felt that, right? Oh, I hate that feeling. I hate that feeling when you can't have anything near that tooth. I hate that. So, of course, your teeth could get chipped, et cetera. Sometimes you'll lose the shininess. Teeth that loses enamel are yellowish. I know I've lost a lot of enamel because my yellow, I don't drink coffee and I don't really drink dark drinks. But when you lose the enamel, your teeth turn yellow. But I grind. I'm a big teeth. I grind in my sleep. I grind when I'm awake. I just always clench my teeth and grind. I don't realize I do it. It's just like today we had school conferences for both kids, and I'm sitting there grinding my teeth, you know? I'm trying to act like, oh, that's okay. We'll deal with it at home. Meanwhile, I'm like, what? He's not doing his homework. What? Okay, so what could you do to protect your teeth? Okay, well, again, cut back on the energy drinks, cut back on acidic drinks, cut back on acidic food, cut back on carbonated drinks, of course. Of course, you could do low-acid orange juice. That's an idea. Rinse your mouth out, they're saying. You could drink with a straw. A lot of times the straw will bypass the teeth, all right? They also say you could finish a meal with a glass of milk or a piece of cheese to neutralize acids, although many of us, that does give us gas. That's okay. Sugar-free gum with xylitol reduces acids from foods and drinks. Chewing gum increases saliva flow, which helps prevent enamel. Remember, it has to be sugar-free gum. Drink water during the day. That's what I said. If your mouth is dry, drink extra water. Soft toothbrush, not a hard toothbrush. Wait an hour after you brush your teeth if you have had anything acidic, because you could then wear off the enamel. Fluoride toothpaste, of course, helps strengthen your teeth. Make sure you get regular dental care, dental visits. And, of course, ask your dentist about which toothpaste could help prevent tooth enamel erosion. But, you know, I know some of you are like, really, Dr. Dahlia, really the teeth? You know, come on, I'm not going to worry about a little bit of enamel. Well, I think you need to. Okay, that's your first layer of defense. But the problem is most of us by now, I mean, lemonade. I lived on lemonade and real lemonade. And when you have the acidic lemons in that, I mean, my teeth, I lost my enamel ever since I was a kid. All right. And that was before they went to, because we had Bubblicious bubble gum, and that wasn't sugar-free. They also said chlorinated pools. They say swimming pools that aren't chlorinated properly, the water may be too acidic. Tooth enamel exposed to pool water can begin to erode. There was a study by the CDC where 15% of frequent swimmers showed signs of enamel erosion compared to 3% who don't swim. They say check with the rec center or gym where you swim to make sure the pool's pH is checked regularly. Well, yeah, right. They'll say, yes, Dr. Dahlia, it's checked regularly. I'm like, well, let me see it. They'll be like, mind your own business. And your show stinks. I know what they'll say. While swimming, keep your mouth closed. No googly eyes, no tongue sticking out on the side. I see my kids swim. Their tongue is always sticking out to the side of their mouth, right? You know, in some of these pools that have a slide, like, wee, here I come, mama, wajia. And their mouth is always open because they yell and scream, and they act like they're doing a Navy SEAL type of operation. Close your mouth in the pool. All right. Okay, I think we got it all. Did we get it all? Yeah. Oh, don't let the dog lick your mouth, too, because now you got the dog's tooth enamel eroding saliva now on your mouth. I don't let the dogs kiss my mouth. I mean, I'll kiss the kitty cats, but on the head. I don't like that. I mean, sometimes the kitty cats in the middle of the night will try to kiss my mouth, but my mouth is closed usually in my sleep. I mean, I do yell at my husband in my sleep, but my mouth is usually closed. So I don't get the cat, because cats, remember, cats very faithfully clean their tushy. So, and I know my cats like to kiss me in the middle of the night, so I definitely don't want any tushy sediments. Oh, we're talking about bacteria that secrete acid. Wait till you get some E. coli or Campylobacter from your cat's cloaca. That's not nice. You get that on your mouth. Not only are you burning through the roach, I mean, you're going to get down to the dental pulp with that. All right, guys. Don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Mother's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Got a lot to talk about here. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And remember, if your local news talk station in your city, whether it's Kansas City, St. Louis, Louisville, New Orleans, Tampa, Sacramento, wherever, please call your local news talk station and tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to your town, okay? And if you think they're going to make fun of you, just use an anonymous name, okay? All right, here we go. Who is the dad? First trimester blood test may tell all, they say. A paternity screening developed by a private biotech company in Maryland is intended to replace more invasive, risky tests that are done late in the pregnancy. All right, apparently, scientists at RAFGen used a chemical fixative such as formaldehyde to stabilize fetal DNA in the mother's blood and produce large, analyzable amounts. of blood samples collected from 30 pregnant women. The researchers say they correctly determined paternity for all of them. Apparently, Ravinder Dalian, he's not trying to be a Dr. Dahlia, is he? Yeah. Is that a girl or a guy? Ravinder Dalian. I think it's a man. Okay. Yeah, trust me. More men are more interested in paternity testing than women. Okay. Dalian is co-author of a letter about the procedure published in the May 3rd issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. You see, that's a good read, the New England Journal of Medicine. About 5% of women who are raped become pregnant, producing an estimated 32,000 unintended pregnancies, according to Challen. Current available prenatal paternity testing includes amniocentesis, which is dangerous, or chorionic villus sampling, which actually takes fetal cells from a pregnant woman's amniotic fluid or the placenta. And that could cause a miscarriage. I don't like chorionic villus sampling if we don't have to. So, all right. So I guess, you know, this could also be used in cases of rape, which is very good. The 30 blood tests were carried out between October 2007 and January 2010. Results were confirmed after babies were delivered by swabbing the inside of their cheeks to analyze their DNA. The mother's average age was 30, and the average length of the pregnancy was 10 weeks when blood tests were done. Each maternal blood sample was paired with blood from the stated biological father and randomly grouped with one of 29 samples from unrelated men. Looking at the samples from each group, they were able then to tell who was the father, who wasn't, because they knew who wasn't and who actually was. Pretty interesting stuff. What's the cost? $1,600. But they think maybe it'll become lower with Obamacare. No, probably not. Probably not. All right. Now, you know, interesting stuff, honestly. You know, I tell you, and remember, you know, man, you want to be panicking, all right? I'm talking about non-rape cases, but cases where, you know, ex-girlfriend says, you know, look, remember that one night we were thinking about getting together and then we didn't? Well, I got a surprise for you. And I know many of you men sweat it out. Again, you wouldn't have that problem if you waited till you were married before you did the deed. But I know that doesn't happen. But, you know, like I said, you know, things were kind of simpler in biblical times. You didn't have to worry about paternity testing back then because, you know, you were married to the woman when you had sex with her. So you were married to her. So you didn't have to worry about paternity testing because most likely it was you. Okay, here we go. Convicted thief blames his tumor. A former president of the Judson Athletic Booster Club convicted of illegally draining the nonprofit's coffers brought a note from his doctor. A note from his neurologist to court Monday blaming a brain tumor for his erratic behavior. Edward Hernandez, 44 years old, didn't bring the $7,700 in missing funds, but a doctor's note. So he is sentenced to 6 months in jail. Okay, he is the father of a former high school quarterback, was charged after telling police he couldn't find receipts for cash withdrawals he made as club president. He pleaded no contest in March to theft from a nonprofit between $1,500 and $20,000. A third-degree punishable for 10 years in prison. Now, from what I understand, okay, the defense is trying to say that his client couldn't remember the withdrawals, and there were multiple of them, and placed in evidence a letter from Dr. David Garrett, a San Antonio-based neurologist, who wrote in January that he removed a large brain tumor from the defendant's brain. He has been experiencing, okay, a gradual progression of personality changes and behavioral disturbances, entirely due to the gradual worsening of the compression of his brain. He should not be held responsible. Boy, that's kind of gutsy for a neurologist to say. He should not be held responsible for any behavior that violates social norms because he had little or no control over his impulses due to his tumor. Now, that's kind of interesting for a doctor to say. I love neurologists. Those are probably the smartest guys in your medical school class, your neurologists and your neurosurgeons. Trust me, I've dated them all. No, but honestly, somebody that knows the brain that well, smart guy, they have to, because they know the brain. But here's the thing, okay? Yes, a brain tumor can cause erratic behavior, absolutely. A brain tumor can cause fogginess, can cause loss of memory, can cause personality changes, absolutely. But if a brain tumor causes these types of inconsistencies with your thinking pattern and your thought process, then a theft would be an inconsistent theft. Like, oh, I walked into a 7-Eleven or a convenience store, and there was a bubble gum. For some reason, I thought I already paid for it. When I didn't, I put it in my pocket. Okay? You would have maybe a lot of those. And they wouldn't be from the same store, the same type of theft, most likely. Unless sometimes you have, let's say, somebody has OCD or autism and they do a repetitive thing, like they're always grabbing the pink bubblicious, they always put in their pocket, it's a repetitive type of thing. But we're not talking about that with this. We're talking about him withdrawing money from the funds, which obviously takes some levels of competency, and it was a consistent type of theft. All right? He was stealing from the same fund. Okay? It's not like he stole from a fast food joint here, a convenience store there, accidentally took a kid's bike from the neighborhood. So if I was the prosecutor, I would blow so many holes into this case. It's ridiculous. So I'm just amazed. I mean, if I was this person's doctor and he said, Dr. Dahlia, you need to write a note. Saying I have a brain tumor, and maybe I would say, look, I'm not going to say that this brain tumor could cause you to do, multiple consistent withdrawals of pretty discrete amounts. Okay, I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say I have a brain tumor. I'll say we diagnose a patient with a brain tumor. Brain tumors can cause erratic behavior, but leave it at that. I wouldn't go so far as to saying he should not be held responsible for any behavior. I was pretty surprised by that, unless maybe this neurologist is a really, really, really good buddy. I don't know. That's kind of really going off on a limb there. So, I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, speaking of notes and writing notes, Governor Chris Christie wrote a pretty valuable note to a little 11-year-old who needed to get out of school. Apparently, the 11-year-old Peter Schwartz is too young to vote. But he was at the Republican governor's, I guess he was at a, I don't know if it was a town hall meeting. Yeah, it was a town hall meeting. Now, apparently he was there, I think it was a town hall, and he missed school because of it. Now, he had to give this note to a sixth grade teacher. Of course, sixth grade teachers are kind of rough. Yeah, sixth grade teachers. I don't think any of us have ever had a piece of cake sixth grade teacher. First grade teacher is always great. Eighth grade teacher, you guys kick back with the sixth grade. They're pretty serious stuff. So anyway, he asked the governor for a school note. And instead of the governor saying, New Jersey governor, instead of him saying, oh, come on, you really should go to school. You shouldn't play hooky. He said, absolutely. So he wrote that he was able to miss school because he was with him. Handed to the kid. And from what I understand, the kid was excused out of class. Boy, lucky kid. Lucky kid. Any time I've ever had an event in my life, like I've graduated, I graduated high school and I graduated undergrad and I graduated medical school, I sent a letter to the President of the United States, and they do send something back. They send something back from the White House. It's signed by them saying, sorry, I can't come. But basically congratulations or whatever. And I think that's really cool. Maybe I'll send one to Chris Christie. He may actually come. He may say, Dahlia always has a good bar, open bar. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Come right back.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.